This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome again to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Today, we're going to wrap up our series on the giants, Sion and Og. They're the kings over the spirit of Legion, who causes all kinds of diseases and disorders to come upon you and your family. In this program, I'm going to review some key points that we've been talking about over the past weeks. Then at the end, we're gonna do a super soak so we can really press in for your healing. Let me tell you why I've created a program just to reiterate certain points about these giants. I don't think I've ever met one single believer that has not been tormented by Legion at some point in their life. Do you know any teenagers that cut themselves? Well, remember, Legion drove the demoniac to beat and bruise and cut himself. Do you know anyone that has ever considered committing suicide? Legion can drive people to do that. Remember, he drove those pigs so crazy that they committed suicide by drowning themselves. How about mental disorders? Are you or anyone you know suffering from depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, or some other kind of mental or emotional condition? Legion and his kings could be behind it. When the demoniac was delivered of Legion, the scripture says he sat there sound and in his right mind. At the very least, even if you're just one of those people that has constant chatter in your mind, you need to stay tuned today, because that chatter could be coming from Legion. But even more insidious than this are all the other horrible, even deadly diseases that he and his kings put on God's people. I encourage you to stay tuned throughout this entire program, because at the end, we're gonna do a super soak and you're gonna kick these kings to the curb. Let's start with a review.
We've been speaking about demonic kings. Demonic kings. They are the strong man that Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. The list of the demonic kings and the powers and master spirits that are underneath them are in Ephesians 6:12, and the Amplified, it actually calls them despots. It says, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against despots. That word despot means tyrant kings. We are wrestling against kings and their kingdoms. Tonight I'm gonna discuss some specific kings and some of the assaults they bring on us. These are two of the most powerful kings in the Bible. Two of the most powerful, and they have one of the most fiercest, if not the most fiercest spirit underneath them in their kingdom. In past programs, I've spoken about a spirit called Legion. Legion is 6,000 strong. So you can imagine, if you've got 6,000 soldiers, that they have a wide variety of assignments that they're trying to put against us, eh? So he not only attacks your mind, but he attacks your physical body with disease. And like I said, that means infections, poisons, nutritional deficiencies, imbalances, toxicities, illnesses, ailments, sicknesses. That's a lot of stuff. It's the soul that allows this spirit to come up on you. Remember the demoniac? What was it about him that allowed that spirit to completely control him? It was his soul. That demoniac was dwelling among the tombs. Well, if you look up that word dwell right there in the Strong's, it means this. It's a metaphor for divine powers and influences that are said to dwell in the soul, to pervade the soul, to prompt the soul, to govern the soul. A legion, like every spirit, has kings over it. Who are they? Their names are Sion and Og of the Amorites. Now, Legion was probably the most fiercest, powerful spirit spoken of in the New Testament. And likewise, so were their kings. They were probably the most fiercest kings in the land of Canaan. Rabbinical literature identifies those two kings as brothers. The name Sion means warrior, and it means sweeping away, as in a leader who sweeps and wipes away everything in front of them. And Og and his people were said to be the last of the race of giants. Now, why is it important that we know that Og was a giant and we trace his lineage back to the giants? Because when you're getting healed in your soul, you want to go all the way back to where evil first began. See, if you just take the weed and pull the top off, the root is still there and the weed grows back. You need to go right to the origin of the problem. And in this case, the origin of the problem were the giants. They were the first real evil in the world. So when you go back to their origin, baby, you're going back far. And you're going to pull that root out that's in your soul. And you're going to have total dominion over the giants. Amen? So Legion gets his right to attack us through our soul. Now, if those kings are really his kings, then they would do the same thing, right? In Numbers 21, the Israelites are on their way to make war with Sion and Og. And at this time, God's people, they'd already fought many battles. They'd gone through many trials. They'd gone through many temptations. They had committed many sins in the desert. You know, where they're making the idol at the foot of Mount Orb and rebelling against God, wanting quail, wanting meat, you know, complaining that they wanted to go back to Egypt. All the things that had happened in the desert. There had been many trials along the way. Their journey had been filled with battles and circumstances and painful events and traumatic events. And I believe that all those things that had happened to them had literally wounded their soul. Listen to the proof. I'll start in verse 4. It says that the people journeyed from Mount Or by way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. How many of you know when you get wounded, you start talking smack, you start getting angry, you start to sin out of those wounds? Well, I'm really tired of this. You know what? I can't put up with it anymore. You know, you just need to leave me alone. You just need to shut up. I'm done with you. How many of you acted like that? Or is it just me? Amen. They started to sin out of their wounds too. What does it say? They began to speak against God and against Moses. Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in this wilderness? There's no bread here. There's no water here. And our soul is loathing this light bread. What are they saying? We hate the manna. We hate it. They were so wounded because of the way. The journey had so wounded them that they began to sin. They began to complain. They began to criticize, speak against God, criticize Moses. They were so wounded, they actually began to complain about the supernatural provision that arrived at their front door every morning. So the fiery snakes came and started biting peeps, and they started dying. Because why? Because their soul had become much discouraged because of the way, and their soul began to loathe the manna. Now remember, they're on their way to fight Sion and Og, the most powerful kings in Canaan. I think we better get it together before we like make some battle with these giants, amen? So what did they do? They took the steps to get their soul healed. It's really cool. So they took the first step like we do. They put the blood. They repented. They released the power of the cross. And then what did they do? It says this, that the Lord told Moses, make a fiery serpent, set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, he shall live. So that serpent represented Christ. So who were they looking at in order to get healed? They were looking at Jesus, huh? They were looking at Jesus. They were looking at Jesus. They were beholding Jesus. They were focused on Jesus. And it says when they kept their eyes focused on Jesus, that they, quote, would live. When any man beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. He lived. Does that just mean he lived in his physical body? Actually, it doesn't. I looked it up. One of the words for the meanings of that word live there is that he would prosper. Gee. We are prospered and brought into health even as our soul prospers. When they looked at Christ, what happened? They prospered. They got healed in their soul. Right after that, they go to war with the giants. Gee, there is no coincidence in Scripture. And if they had gone into their battle with their soul much discouraged because of the way, they would have never made it. They would have gotten eaten alive. The biggest thing we have to do is we go into battle with these fierce giants and any other strong man, any other despot king, is to get your soul healed. This is a perfect example. God made sure that those people's souls got healed. He provided Christ for them to look at so that they would live, they would prosper. So that when they went into the land of the giants, they could stomp those giants. Let's review how to get the soul healed, because we're going to move into this revelation. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. Jesus used both the cross and the resurrection to defeat the enemy. We have leaned heavily into the cross as our battle weapon to defeat Satan and all the hordes underneath him. And we need to do that. Because what does Colossians 2 say? That Jesus made a public spectacle of the enemy at the cross. Amen? So when Jesus shed his blood, there was power released to stomp and trump on Satan. Amen? And his kings. And so we always begin the healing of the soul with the blood. In the case of Legion, that man was dwelling among the tombs. He was dwelling out of the wounds in his past. So we have to start with applying the blood, because there's many things that have happened to us in our past. Maybe we got divorced. Maybe our ex took our kids. Maybe our boss treated us horribly. Maybe fired us right in the middle of us, needing a job. And we were working really hard for the man, and he still let us go. There's all kinds of situations and scenarios that happen in our lives. Maybe right now you're having a disagreement with your mom or your dad or part of some family member. Or maybe you've been wounded by your pastor or a friend. You had a major, a friendship totally crumble and left behind a horrible, horrible pain. We've had many things happen in our past, and we have to start with the blood in order to get those wounds healed that came from those incidences, from those circumstances. We need to repent for things that we've done. We need to forgive people that have done things to us. We need to ask that the Lord would forgive our ancestors for things they have done that they have passed down to us. We must start with the blood, because when we start with the blood shed at the cross made a public spectacle of the enemy. But we can't stop there, because Jesus didn't just die on a cross. Because if he only died on the cross, then the payment that he paid would have been useless, because he would still be dead in the grave right now. There had to be a resurrection. The resurrection validates everything Jesus accomplished on the cross. Without the cross, there would be no promise being made manifest for you. Amen? Jesus would be dead in the tomb, and his promise that he paid for, the payment and the penalty for sin and sickness and death that he paid for, would be in the tomb dead with him. We have to have the resurrection. And according to Paul, and I know I keep on quoting the same scripture over again, but there are many others that talk about a power that comes to us through the resurrection. It's called dunamis. Paul said, I want to know him in the power, dunamis, of his resurrection. And if you look that word up in the Strong, it means the power to perform a miracle. Which means it can heal your body, it can heal your mind, it can heal your money, it can heal your family, it can heal your children, it can give you the power to perform a miracle. And you have it already, because you have been resurrected with Christ. But it also means excellent of soul. So it's that power that's going to heal every tomb inside of you, so you will not be dwelling among the tombs. Amen? And when you're not dwelling among the tombs, then Legion has no dominion over you.
When I was on the streets, I terrorized people so much that when I got arrested, nobody wanted me to get out. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that all those people in prison should just stay there? Well, I was one of them. Yet God so radically transformed me that now I'm changing the world. Guess what? He has the same plan in mind for them. Let's make it happen together.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD with Janie Duvall. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD.
Did you know that most of the sickness and lack you're dealing with right now are from ancient soul wounds passed down through your bloodline? You're born with stuff. In this teaching, I show you how to get rid of it. Disc 4 of the CD set is one of the most powerful soul soakers I've ever produced. I personally soak to it, and I get a breakthrough every time.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Right now, we're going to do what we like to call a super soak. You might be thinking, what is that? Well, let me explain. The word soak means to remove a stain by continued immersion. In our souls are the stains of sin and the wounds that come from them. If we don't thoroughly soak and immerse ourselves in the presence of Jesus, then the wounds in our inner man will still be there, totally staining every area of our life. A real key to breakthrough is spending extended times in the presence of Jesus, soaking your soul. I encourage you to really focus and engage in these prayers, because this is how you get healed.
Let's activate into it, okay? Put your hand on your stomach or your heart. What we're going to repent for is if we let the journey cause our soul to be discouraged because of the way. Okay, because see, we don't have to become discouraged because of the way. It's a choice. It's a choice, amen? A lot of things can happen to us, but we can keep on resisting them and not letting them wound us. We have a choice to rejoice in all things or to complain in all things. We have a choice to produce fruit in all things or to judge and be critical and offended in all things. Israel chose to be discouraged, much discouraged because of the way. And if we've allowed ourselves to be much discouraged because of the way, we need to repent. And then we also need to repent out of what we do when we're discouraged. When we're discouraged, we start talking smack. Well, I'm tired of that person. Well, I don't need to put up with that. Well, they can just shut up. Am I right? But we can't do that, because it says that when they got much discouraged of the way, and then they began to speak out of those wounds, they began to speak against God, against Moses, and say that their soul loathed the supernatural bread of life that was coming down from heaven. Amen? So let's get rid of the sin first, and then we're going to work on the wound. Ready? Just say, Lord Jesus, I repent for letting myself get much discouraged because of the way. Lord, I know that there have been trials and temptations and circumstances, and I know you're aware of it, but I also know that I'm supposed to rejoice in all things. I'm not to allow my soul to get much discouraged because of the way. So I repent for allowing myself to get wounded from all the things I've been through. I repent for complaining about situations and circumstances. I want to rejoice in all things. I want to believe and have faith. I don't want to complain against you or against any leadership or be offended. I want to be fruitful even in the hardest times. But I know I've fallen short. I've sinned and become much discouraged because of the way. Wash away my sin right now, Lord. I repent for any sin that's allowed my soul to get wounded. Wash me clean in your blood right now in the name of Jesus. I ask that you wash away every sin that has wounded my soul from either trials and temptations, or for me letting myself become offended. So I receive your blood now in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to ask Holy Spirit to come into this room right now. Holy Spirit, land upon these people. Bring your revelatory power and point out to them what trials in their life, what circumstances, what events have caused them to become much discouraged in their soul. Maybe it was a car accident and you're still dealing with a settlement. Maybe you're still going through a bad divorce. maybe your children are not at home and you've allowed yourself to get wounded by it. You've allowed yourself to complain and to judge and to criticize. You've allowed yourself to become overcome with depression or anxiety because of it. That's a choice. You don't have to allow that to happen. So let Holy Spirit, I ask you to highlight to us areas in our life where we let our soul become much discouraged because of the way. I just ask Holy Spirit to come and show you right now. Repent for anyone you're offended at. Repent for being offended at any person right now, because Israel had gotten offended. They started to sin out of the wounds in their soul. Repent if you're offended at anyone. Focus on the cross. We're focusing on the blood, Lord. We're putting the blood on every sin that would wound our souls. Putting this blood on every time we allowed ourselves to sin when we became much discouraged because of the way. We plead the blood over every sin that would cause a wound in our soul. Okay, are we done? No, because you're still dwelling among the tombs. Do you understand that, don't you? You got rid of the sin. The blood got rid of the sin. But if there's still a wound there, you're still dwelling among the tombs. We got to get rid of the tomb. We got to get rid of that wound. That's the problem. Most believers are applying the blood, and the sin is being washed away. But the tomb, the wound, is still there. And it's still allowing the sickness. It's still allowing Legion. It's still allowing Sion and Og. It's still allowing all these kings. And you know what? When a wound is there, it makes you sin even more. And that's why we keep on repenting over and over and over again. We get mad at somebody, and we get offended and get bothered. Then God convicts us, and then we repent, right? We're like, oh, sorry, God. I'm so sorry. I said all those judgmental, critical things about them, and I forgive them, and I repent. But the next time you see me, you just go, right? Why do you feel like that? Didn't you repent? Didn't you forgive? Well, you still feel like that because you didn't take step two. You didn't put dunamis on your soul. That wound is still there. It's still making you mad. It's still making you hate their guts. Cat fight. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? We got to get rid of the wound. We're dwelling among the tombs. Put your hand on your belly. Say, Lord, I'm not going to dwell among the tombs anymore. I'm not going to have anything in common with Legion. I decree right now, my soul is being healed. I'm looking at Jesus up there on the cross. He was that bronze snake in the desert. I'm beholding him and I'm going to live. I'm beholding him and I'm going to live. I'm beholding him and I'm going to live. I'm going to prosper. I'm going to prosper and be in health. Even as my soul is prospered, I'm filled with dunamis. It's Jesus. It's the power from the resurrection. I have it in me right now. It's healing every wound. Everything that's allowing Legion to attack me. Everything in common with Sion and Og. It's being healed right now by dunamis power. Dunamis power. Dunamis power. I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent of soul. I'm excellent of soul.
You are getting your soul healed of every wound you have in common with these kings. Remember, the demonic kings we read about in the Bible are the strong men Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. The word strong man in the Greek means one who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. Meaning when your soul becomes strong, then you'll have the power to bind the strong man. The Bible says when the strong man gets bound, then you can thoroughly ransack his house. You've been healed. So now I command every spirit of Legion that's underneath Sion and Og to come off of you now in Jesus' name. I bind these kings and I ransack their house in Jesus' name. Legion, you go right now in the name of Jesus. And you take with you all mental disorders, physical diseases, bacteria, viruses, and flus that are on this person in the name of Jesus now. I command mind chatter to stop. I bind the spirit of suicide And I command that spirit that causes people to beat and bruise and cut themselves, you leave now. And I command all bacteria and viruses to die. I say, be healed now in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want you to check yourself. We've noticed over the years that sometimes when people get free of Legion, they experience an unusual sign that accompanies the deliverance. People have reported feeling moisture in their ears, having their eyes water even though they're not crying. They also report feeling something similar to postnasal drip in their sinuses or down the back of their throat. Now, I'm not sure why these specific things happen, but nonetheless, people who experience them notice a new level of peace and quiet in their minds, and many of them later on recognize that they've been healed of mental disorders, physical sicknesses, including flus and bacteria, viruses, illnesses, and ailments. Again, people notice these signs seem to accompany these breakthroughs. I'm just letting you know this, so if you experience something like it, you can be encouraged that you have been delivered of Legion. These types of signs give people a lot of faith that they've had a real, real breakthrough. If you didn't experience a sign, don't fret. Many people get healed of Legion and never feel a thing, except later on, they discover that they've been freed up in their mind, their emotions, and their physical body. When I was on the streets, I terrorized people so much that when I got arrested, nobody wanted me to get out. Be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that all those people in prison should just stay there? Well, I was one of them. Yet God so radically transformed me that now I'm changing the world. Guess what? He has the same plan in mind for them. Let's make it happen together.
Call now. And when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching, In the Midst, along with a bonus soul-soaking CD with Janie Duvall. With your gift of $50 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of In the Midst along with a bonus soul-soaking CD.
Did you know that most of the sickness and lack you're dealing with right now are from ancient soul wounds passed down through your bloodline? You're born with stuff. In this teaching, I show you how to get rid of it. Disc 4 of the CD set is one of the most powerful soul soakers I've ever produced. I personally soak to it and I get a breakthrough every time.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
No matter what, I know that many of you have been healed, so please be sure to share your testimony with us. See you next week.